Many people think of Asbury Park, New Jersey, as the city that launched Bruce Springsteen's musical career. The amusement rides that once lined the boardwalk in the so-called City by the Sea are long gone. They've given way to dilapidated buildings and crack houses. But things are beginning to look up. Today, the town is developing a new reputation as a mecca for gays. From member station WFUV, George Bodarkey reports.
On the first Saturday night of each month, restaurants, shops, and galleries in Asbury Park's downtown stay open late. A steady stream of people shuffle into and out of stores, some pausing to enjoy the street musicians jamming outside of a fitness center. The monthly event is a sign of the city's ongoing revitalization, a turnaround credited in large part to the gay community.
All right, everybody, let's hear! Ole!
That's Rico Rivera. He and his partner opened Bistro Olay in Asbury Park about 2 years ago, turning an old deli into an upscale restaurant with a party atmosphere and a wait for a table on a Saturday night.
We like to come in and redo, and it's a place where there's diversity, and that's what we look for, where there's diversity, that everybody has maybe whatever problems and issues, but we can all try to work together and bring a community together.
Rivera is one of many gay men who've helped to polish the tarnished jewel in the crown of the Jersey Shore. Asbury Park started to lose its shine in the 1960s. The city never fully recovered from race riots in 1970. Property values plummeted as unemployment and crime soared. But the problems have given way to the colors of the rainbow, with gay flags hanging from many freshly painted Victorian and colonial homes. Retired from his job with AT&T, Bill Frank now spends his days fixing up a 2.5-story colonial he bought with his partner Robert 2 years ago. Bill's doing renovations on the top level of the house, which dates back to the 1920s.
I kind of felt sorry for the house because it was let go for so long, and I just, you know, saw the potential in it.
Once a run-down tenement building home to illegal immigrants in a city overrun by drug dealers, 521 Cookman Avenue is now an elegant home furnishing store with luxury condos on top. Robert Legier and his partner Stephen opened the store a little over 2 years ago, but have been living in their restored Asbury Park home since 2001.
I think the gay community would be the only people that would be willing to come here because it was really scary and say, oh my God, look at that fabulous house. We could have a whole house, and who cares who's living next door as long as they don't break into the house too often.
Asbury Park is the latest example of a blighted community experiencing a rebirth due to pioneering gay men. Over the years, gays helped to make fabulous San Francisco's Castro neighborhood, Philadelphia's South Street, and Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle. In his book, A Passion to Preserve, author Will Fellows says gay men's penchant for refurbishing goes beyond mere stereotype.
If high income or childlessness were major motivators of preservation, you would expect to see a disproportionate number of childless straight couples doing preservation kinds of things. There's a whole arena of aspects of gay life and sensibility that are distinctive in their own right as a result of who we are.
Many Asbury Park residents are welcoming their gay neighbors, saying their commitment to the city has helped to clean up the streets. Business owner Lance Larson.
The gay community has been fantastic. They came in here and bought a lot of real estate, and they certainly have helped the town out 100%.
50-year resident Tony Amata says he's just happy the drug dealers are on their way out. For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey.
Sandy, the fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight.